Matt Marilyn is a chaplain here at Tierra Nueva, visiting men's jail and juvenile detention. He is also the director of Underground Reading, which began at Tierra Nueva and will soon launch as an independent arts nonprofit. In his contribution to Tierra Nueva's Fall 2018 newsletter on setting the oppressed free, he talks about the possibility of breaking free, how he sees that in the at-risk communities where Underground Reading operates. Break every chain.
The Enjambed Captive. I've said this many times. Our students are almost all in tightly confined spaces. This is often literally true, as with our incarcerated students. For other students, the entrapment is more figurative and aligns with various emotional or physical challenges. Some of our students embody a space which contains both the literal and figurative. I've also said something like this before, and it remains true. Underground Writing uses creative writing as a way to free student voices from captivity. During a recent workshop with incarcerated adults, I asked students to write a response to a poem by the late great Palestinian poet Mahmoud Darwish. Darwish's poem, And We Love Life, has a repeating line that appears throughout the poem. We love life if we find a way to it. I asked the students to respond to the poem, particularly this repeated line, in a way that was meaningful to them, with one small requirement. Try to imagine yourself 5 to 10 years from now. Things have truly worked out in the best possible way, in a way you're almost scared to hope will occur. What's it like in that space? What do things look like? How do you feel? After the writing time ended for the prompt, I asked if anyone would like to share. A number of students shared by summarizing what they'd written. Finally, one of the students read his response, a poem. Something he said instantly resonated. I was broken and thought it was all over, but it's not true. There's more. Many of the students in the classroom nodded their heads and spoke words like, "Ain't that true?" Something resonated for me as well. I fixated on the line, or what I had heard as two lines. I love that line, I said, where you talk about things being over. Here's how I heard it. I was broken and thought it was all over. But it's not true. There's more. I continued, what I love about it is that the reader or the listener gets to the end of the line, and it seems, if only for a second, that things are resolved. But they're not. And as you move to the next line, the thought is extended, revised, changed. There's more. The students seemed intrigued, seemed to be following where I was leading them. In poetry, I said, this spillover, the carrying over of sense or grammatical construction, is called enjambment. What's so great about it here is that the enjambment is mirroring what's being said. A few students nodded their heads. The line isn't over, and neither is your life, I said, looking directly at the student who wrote the poem. He pounded his hand on the table and smiled in affirmation. True, he said. This is a realization that was facilitated by the intersection of literature, self-expression, and creative writing. It was a sort of jailbreak, as it were, a release. Through the grace-filled mystery of writing, we continue to see voices released from places within literal and figurative captivity. We've seen it happen time and again in our weekly, biweekly, and monthly creative writing workshops. This year, we launched our fifth site, a workshop situated in the Skagit County Community Justice Center, our county's new jail. This site meets weekly and alternates between workshops for women and men. We currently have 6 teaching writers, a creative writing mentorship for incarcerated folks called Revision, a simple biweekly podcast, the Underground Writing Podcast, and we are working on 2 anthologies, our first all-site student writing anthology and a separate anthology with our Migrant Leaders Club site. The first of these anthologies, What No One Ever Tells You, is scheduled for release in December 2018. It was recently honored by and funded through a grant from the Washington State Arts Commission. What No One Ever Tells You can be ordered via our website. As we mentioned in the last newsletter, For the long-term sustainability and growth of underground writing, the next chapter of our story is already being written. We are planning to launch as our own 501c3 arts nonprofit based in Mount Vernon, Washington. The process has taken longer than expected, but the inaugural board is now complete. We plan to file our paperwork with the Secretary of State in the next few months. We're excited, of course, and ask for your prayers in this time of transition. And please, keep reading. Keep following our story. We'd love to keep in touch with you. If you have any questions, please email me, matt@undergroundwriting.org, and visit us online as well, undergroundwriting.org. Thanks for listening, folks. Feel free to check out our most recent episode of the Underground Writing Podcast, number 14, where we talked to teaching writer Jen Bradbury about the Long Way Down intensive held in juvenile detention in August 2018. You can listen to this on our website or through your normal podcast outlets.
This podcast is an audio companion to our fall 2018 newsletter, Setting the Oppressed Free. You can read it, request a hard copy, or listen to other pieces on our website, tierra-nueva.org. Thank you for listening to the Tierra Nueva podcast.